Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly quiet early in our forecast as high pressure dominates the area. Breezy winds and temperatures gradually warming over the next few days. Then we'll have a system move in during the end of the work week. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today sunny, high of 45. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 25. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A state Supreme Court ruling means religious services in Kansas have been limited to 10 people or fewer on Easter. A Republican-dominated legislative panel had tried to overturn Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's executive order, which banned religious and funeral services of more than 10 people amid the coronavirus pandemic. But the state Supreme Court on Saturday ruled in Kelly's favor. Some churches defied Kelly's order. Pastor Aaron Harris of Calvary Baptist Church in Junction City told the Wichita Eagle that about 21 people attended his Easter Sunday service. The church normally seats about 300. Even record high unemployment claims do not capture the full extent of job losses in Kansas amid the coronavirus outbreak. Some people don't qualify for unemployment benefits, others choosing to find temporary work to tide them over until businesses reopen. The Department of Labor's 43-year-old mainframe computer just flat can't keep up with claims. Mid-America Network News. Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the affected. Or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Sedgwick County has told its 2,500 employees in an email that it is looking for people to voluntarily furlough amid the coronavirus pandemic. An email on Friday from County Manager Tom Stoltz says the furlough will span from April 19th to May 23rd. The Wichita Eagle reports employees could be called back before if services are able to return to normal functioning capacity. The Sedgwick County Commission expected to weigh in during its Wednesday meeting. The Kansas Department of Corrections says a man at the Wichita work facility tested positive for coronavirus. KDOC and Kansas Department of Health and Environment working together to identify and notify people who may have been exposed to the virus. KDOC says half the inmates at the facility were taken to Lansing Correctional Facility yesterday afternoon. That includes roughly 100 inmates from Wichita who lived on the same floor as the COVID-19 patient. Monday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Health officials are reporting two new deaths related to the coronavirus in Nebraska, bringing the state's total death count for the disease to 17. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says the COVID-19-related deaths were a man and woman, both in their 70s. Nebraska has seen almost 800 confirmed cases of coronavirus. The state health department yesterday reported 790 cases. That's up 90 from the number reported on Saturday. Volunteers estimate about 1,000 cars lined up in Grand Island to pick up 25-pound boxes of food during a mobile food bank distribution on Saturday. The Grand Island Independent reported typically only 450 people at most attend the handouts. The food bank for the Heartland's Loaves and Fishes food handout was canceled in March as the coronavirus pandemic struck. During the Saturday event, drivers stayed in their cars as volunteers loaded food into their trunks. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part, and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes reported the health department doors are locked, but they are taking appointments for immunizations and lab draws as needed. They are limiting to one patron at a time. Marshall County does not have any positive cases of COVID-19 reported yet. As of a last report at that time, they'd received 8 negative test results back, all performed March 23rd. The hospital has sent in 17 tests to the state lab and 16 to private labs. State of Kansas numbers as of this weekend, 1,337 positive, 298 hospitalizations, 56 COVID-related deaths, and nearly 12,000 negatives. Marshall, Washington, Nemahaw, and Brown counties still have no positive test results as yet. Marshall County will not host free dump days in April. This will be reassessed throughout the year for a possible date later. Sealed bids will be accepted for county-owned properties from the tax sale. A reminder, meetings are being streamed live on the Marshall County Clerk and Elections Office Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday conducting mostly routine business. County Sheriff Justin Cordery last week announced that he will seek a third term. He took the post in January 2013. Just over half of Washington County residents have responded to the census thus far. Citizens are reminded to follow up on the request in order to provide an accurate count. Washington County Sheriff's Office advised last week they're not stopping vehicles on suspicion of travel restrictions and noted that no paperwork or authorization is required. If anyone is stopped, they may call 911 to inquire if the stop is legitimate. Also, anyone experiencing a false stop is encouraged to contact authorities. The Washington County Health Department last week announced expanded restrictions on travel to specific Kansas counties experiencing a larger number of coronavirus cases, asking for a 14-day quarantine for individuals who may have traveled to those areas. Nemahaw County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke to Jane Sunderland with Nemahaw County Community Health Services about having county departments come back to one-half staff, about procedures that would be followed if an employee tested positive for or became exposed to the virus, and procedures that would be followed if a positive case of coronavirus was confirmed in Nemahaw County. Following discussion, a motion was approved unanimously, asking all county department heads to rotate their employees 1 week on and 1 week off, except for staff that is deemed by the department head to be essential until further notice. Employees will be paid during the week off and will be expected to remain on call as needed. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday consisted of mostly routine business. Board minutes can be viewed on the Gage County website at gagecountynebraska.us. Gage County health officials reported another positive case of COVID-19 Friday. A male in his 30s had reported close contact with another individual diagnosed earlier from outside the area. The man is in self-quarantine at home and is being monitored with a contact investigation underway. A fatality accident Friday morning in Gage County claimed the life of an Omaha man. Corey Summers, age 23, was killed after his vehicle struck another on U.S. 77, then went off the road and rolled into a field 6 miles north of Beatrice shortly before noon. Two other unidentified people were transported to a Lincoln hospital, listed in stable condition. Easter weekend was in many ways a break from traditions. Family gatherings were decidedly smaller. Traditional community Easter egg hunts took a different twist, some with drive-by decorations. The Easter Bunny was spotted downtown in a pickup bed during the Friday night cruise, and Marysville firemen took the furry fellow about town on a fire truck to greet kids Saturday afternoon. Traditional Easter services were mostly online versions this year. Mount Calvary Lutheran took it a step further with a drive-in service broadcast live on KNDY. The parking lot was full, but cold and rainy conditions limited any overflow crowd. Oregon Trail Presbyterian Ministries also aired an Easter Sunday service on KNDY, but opted for a recorded version instead of a drive-in service when the weather forecast changed. William D. Willie Schwindeman, senior, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A funeral service will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Willie Schwindeman, Sr. Peyton A. Chandler, age 16, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge for Peyton Chandler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, steak fries, Normandy blend, whole wheat bread, and apple rings. Tomorrow, sloppy joes, baked beans, pea salad, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly quiet early in our forecast as high pressure dominates the area. Breezy winds and temperatures gradually warming over the next few days. And then we'll have a system move in during the end of the work week. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today, sunny, high of 45. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 25. High of 50 on Tuesday, occasional sun. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 28. High of 58 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, becoming cloudy, low near 30. Thursday, cloudy with areas of rain and some snow, high near 45. Thursday night, cloudy, areas of light rain and some snow as we cool to low near 28. Slight chance of rain and snow early on Friday. Then a chance of rain, high near 51. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 32. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
The return of a backyard favorite and a former WNBA player receives a life-changing promotion. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Looking to engage fans across the world during the pandemic, the NBA's horse competition officially tipped off. The single elimination backyard game pitted eight current and former NBA and WNBA players against each other. One of the participants, Utah Jazz guard Mike Conley, spoke about how he's been communicating with his team.
We've had a few Zoom meetings with our whole team where we just sit there and we chat for about an hour and talk about everything under the sun.
Conley, former Pistons guard Chauncey Billups, Bulls guard Zach LaVine, and Chicago Sky forward Allie Quigley all advanced to the semifinals on Thursday. On Instagram Live, Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert said he and teammate Donovan Mitchell spoke for the first time since Gobert became the first NBA player to test positive for COVID-19.
You know, it's never perfect. Married, people that are married, you know, it's never perfect. So, you know, me and my teammate, no, it's not. It's far from perfect. But at the end of the day, we both want the same thing, and it's winning.
This is ABC Sports. We are learning more about the NFL's plans to conduct this year's draft remotely because of the pandemic. One report says Commissioner Roger Goodell is expected to announce team picks from his own basement. ESPN NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler.
The NFL sent all 58 players involved in the draft a kit, and that includes a camera to try to capture those reaction shots on the couch when the big moment happens, and then production quality lights to try to enhance that shot. And then I'm also told that Roger Goodell is going to have some sort of interaction with each player, probably a FaceTime style interaction.
A former WNBA player shatters another glass ceiling. Tamara Moore has been hired as the new head men's basketball coach at Mesabi Range College, 3 hours north of Minneapolis. Moore is believed to be the only woman to currently hold a head coaching position for a men's college basketball team at any level. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From Agnew.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Cattle groups and senators have been putting pressure on Ag Secretary Perdue, who has responded to that pressure via Twitter. He tweeted, USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division will expand its investigation into the cattle market. The inquiry will now cover the cattle market conditions stretching from last summer's fire at Holcomb to the market conditions following the emergence of COVID-19. National Cattlemen's Beef Association calling for an investigation last week. Perdue responded the same day. NCBA President Marty Smith said he'd like to thank President Trump and Secretary Perdue for the quick response to the request to expand the agency's investigation into the cattle market. He says they believe the investigation will restore cattle producers' confidence in the market. They're also looking forward to the agency's recommendations on how to improve things in the industry. Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota pointed out that live cattle future prices declined in March, while prices for boxed beef sold to grocery stores rose. The obvious price disparity is harmful not only to consumers, but also, he said, to the hardworking, honest cattlemen who just want a fair market. The U.S. ethanol industry hurting due to the COVID-19 outbreak, keeping most drivers off the road. The industry has cut production more than it has in recent memory as fuel demand continues to plummet. The output of the corn-based biofuel fell off a cliff, dropping a record 20% on an average daily rate of 672,000 barrels. That is the lowest production rate since the Energy Information Administration began publishing the weekly data back in the mid-2010. As expected, stockpiles jumped to a record 27 million barrels, underscoring a struggling demand. Federal regulations mandate that for every gallon of gas sold in the U.S. has 10% ethanol. However, the worldwide virus outbreak has drove oil prices lower amid a dispute between Russia and Saudi Arabia regarding production levels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Ag News here on the Mid-America Ag Network. When we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, he says the unusual happenings this year are resulting in some unusual patterns in food prices.
As far as food price inflation in a normal year,
restaurant prices are going to go up faster than grocery store prices.
But USDA economist Gianna Short says this is far from a normal year. And with what's been going on in the food industry, the new consumer price index shows things are the opposite of normal. The report says that for March,
food at home prices, so grocery store prices, increased 0.5%, and food away from home prices increased 0.2%.
So almost no increase at all for restaurants, especially for full-service eateries. Prices at those full-service businesses did not go up at all.
Which makes sense, given that a lot of those establishments have closed. And limited service, food away from home, increased 0.4%.
As demand for takeout has skyrocketed.
Now, in other news, the poultry market missed big sales opportunity when the NCAA basketball tournament was canceled due to the coronavirus. The Washington Post says March Madness is the second of the two biggest annual events for wing sales, with the others being the Super Bowl, as the U.S. is asking citizens to stay at home to prevent further spread of the outbreak. The canceled basketball tournament means there's a whole bunch of chicken wings out there on the market. That is a fact, says Will Sawyer, lead animal protein economist at CoBank. That's real. Wings are normally the most expensive part of the bird, but haven't been this cheap since September of 2011. They sold for close to $2 a pound during this year's Super Bowl. They're now selling at half that amount. Poultry producers sold 1.24 million pounds of wings during the week that the tournament was supposed to be held. Last week, they sold 433,000 pounds. Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, You have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. The World Pork Expo has been canceled for a second year in a row. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
When I heard the news the World Pork Expo had been canceled for a second year in a row, I was disappointed but not surprised. COVID-19 has disrupted pretty much every facet of our lives. That includes the expo, which was scheduled for June 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Typically, 20,000 people from around the world show up to talk about everything pork. Not this year. Last year, it was over concerns of African swine fever possibly entering the country. This year, with COVID-19, the concern was not only for the exhibitors and other attendees. It goes a little deeper than that. On the phone with me is Howard A.V. Roth, a hog farmer from southwest Wisconsin and president of the National Pork Producers Association. Howard says it wasn't just concern for the 20,000 attendees that led to the cancellation. It was that hog farmers need to be on the job. But there is a newly created visa problem that is causing issues.
Oh, absolutely. U.S. pork producers are facing a labor shortage on farms and in plants. And COVID-19 threatens to exacerbate the existing labor shortage. The pork industry, a farm sector that operates year-round, uses the H-2A visa program for specialized work, but cannot use the program for most labor needs because of the seasonal limitations. Hog farmers are major users of the TN visa program, which taps labor for Mexico. Unfortunately, the U.S. Department of State recently decided to suspend visa processing in Mexico, threatens to worsen the labor shortage. American livestock agriculture is dependent on these workers.
Howard says the National Pork Producers Council will continue to work with Congress and the administration to fix that labor issue. Meanwhile, more problems. Smithfield Foods, the world's biggest pork producer, said on Thursday of last week that it was temporarily closing a plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota because of COVID-19. The plan, as announced on Thursday, was to close a large section of the plant on Saturday and then completely close it yesterday and today after as many as 80 employees tested positive for the virus. That plant has 3,700 workers. It supplies nearly 130 million servings of food each week, or about 18 million servings per day in the United States. Meanwhile, Tyson said last Monday that it closed a pork plant in Columbus Junction, Iowa, after more than 24 cases of COVID-19 involving employees at that facility. Back after this.
Stewart Family Farms will host a commercial herd dispersal sale Tuesday, April 14th, beginning at 12:30 at the Washington Sales Pavilion. Nearly 400 head selling, including 192 to 10-year-old fall bred cows, 24 fall bred heifers, 12 registered Angus herd bulls, 30 top cut replacement heifers, and 140 weaned steer and heifer calves. For additional details, contact Ryan Stewart or Rod Stewart. Watch and bid online at liveauctions.tv. Stewart Family Farms Commercial Herd Dispersal Sale, Tuesday, April 14th, begins at 12:30 at the Washington, Kansas Sales Pavilion.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:29 from KNDY and 22 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs around 50 on tap with sunshine for today.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock, Beatrice, Nebraska, with our regular Monday cattle sale starting at 10 a.m. Here today, guys, we lost a little power in the markets on the beef side at 105 to 107 in the cash, 168 in the carcass. So we backed up a little bit this week, but let's hope a little cooperation this week. Want to remind you about the April 30th bread cow sale here on Thursday, April 30th at 11 a.m. We do have a nice cow-calf bread cow sale, folks. Certainly, it is going to take a lot of cooperation in regards to buyers and the numbers in the sale ring. We will break the day up into the cow-calf families, that being black or red, and then we will certainly break it up into the bred cows, and we will need cooperation from everybody to keep in mind our social distancing. That's 11 o'clock on April 30th on a Thursday. Here today with a 10 o'clock start, guys and gals, we will get going on the way ups at high noon in the hay department in the alfalfa small squares. There will be 170 second cut and fifth cut alfalfa. In the big round department, there's seven round alfalfa, second cut of 1731 on the weight. Another division around alfalfa, there's 30 of them, second cut. In the round prairie, there is 60, and in the round brome, there is 34. So at 12 o'clock noon on the outside, we will certainly be holding our hay sale. On the inside at 12 noon, we do have six black, char, red, bottle, bull, and heifer calves, 7 days old. They're coming out of Baileyville, folks. Out of Endicott, there's three black, baldy, white-faced cow-calf families. They're going to be running age. The calves are 2 to 3 weeks old. Also out of Endicott, on this wet estate, 25 black and red steer and heifers, 45-day wean and vac. They're going to weigh 4 to 5 1/4. Out of home is the Smith's cattle, 30 black steers, no wean with a double vac. They're going to be 450 to 600. Out of Okito, the Voke cattle, 25 black, black baldy, char cross, steer and heifers, a 6-week wean and vac. They're going to be 4 1/4 to 550. Out of Syracuse, 12 black steers, January wean and vac. They're going to weigh 400. 8 black and red steer and heifers, 3-week wean, 400 to 500 out of Sterling. And there's 9 black and red steer and heifers, a 90-day wean, 450 to 600 out of Nebraska City. We could catch a few more of those small bunches here today. So come up and see us. 10 o'clock start on the way-ups, 12 noon on the babies and the cow-calf families, and then right into the feeder cattle. Do not forget the special bread cow, cow-calf special, April 30th, Thursday at 11 a.m. Have a great day from Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Danny at 223-3571. Keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
The British used to have an after-Easter ritual called heaving. We take a closer look at the strange custom on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 13th, the 104th day of the year. Founding father and third president Thomas Jefferson was born on this day, and in 1860, the first Pony Express delivery arrived in Sacramento, California. Old-timers in England speak of an antiquated ritual called heaving that took place immediately after Easter Sunday. On Monday, women would capture men and heave them into the air. Roles were reversed on Tuesday. Depending on who you ask, it was either a reenactment of the resurrection or a pagan tradition meant to promote the growth of crops. Either way, the custom never made its way to the New World, although the local high school cheerleader squad has a routine that seems strangely similar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more fun facts at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Missed my alarm clock ringing, woke up telephone screaming.